This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 83, Photography 20 Steps From Your Door. Hey there, everyone. How's it going? And welcome to the 83rd Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. For today's show, we're going to talk about photography 20 steps from your front door or 20 steps from your back door and just discovering what we can find within 20 steps. Sometimes we don't know what to shoot. We come up with mental blocks, but by giving ourselves a specific exercise, it kind of opens up the senses a little bit. But before we get into today's topic, as always, I want to thank people for their comments on our last podcast, number 82, where we talked about painting with light, an interview with Patrick Rochon, and Patrick discussed how he creates portraits using the painting with light technique. Quite a few people found it useful, and Bill Sorensen, Benny, Michael Vandertal, and Katrina Chiklosky from our forum all left comments directly in the blog, which is our preferred way to get them. As always, you can leave them by email, photography.ca@gmail.com. You can post a note in the forum, just make your way to the forums on photography.ca, or just click the comment link and leave a comment directly in the blog. Now on to today's podcast, Photography 20 Steps From Your Front Door. And I believe it was Castle403 that left this suggestion in the forum. Every month we do assignments on photography.ca, and before we do the assignment, we always ask for suggestions. And I do believe this was Castle's suggestion as an assignment for the forum. So although it wasn't chosen, I decided it would be a great, great topic for a podcast. So thanks so much, Castle. I'm not exactly sure where she got it from. Maybe it was another forum or somewhere else on the internet, but if she may have come up with it by herself. But either way, thanks so much for the suggestion. It was a good one. So basically, for this assignment, I just wanted to let people know that there's great, great stuff to photograph really, really close to your front door. Obviously, we just were often too busy going from point A to point B to notice it. But I took this assignment quite seriously, or I took this project quite seriously. And basically, all I did was I took one lens, and it was a 105. It was a 105 macro lens, but I really didn't shoot too much macro with it because a lot of people don't have macro lenses, so I didn't want to focus on one genre. And when I went out, it was raining, and but it wasn't going to stop me. I basically took a protective rain cover. I'll put a link to go in the show notes. I found one for like 12 bucks. You could actually get two for like 12 or 13 bucks. And really, really simple, and really make your life a lot easier when it's raining, and definitely protect your gear. So I went out there with my rain and my rain cover, and I kept within 20 steps. And right away, I noticed within one or two steps, I noticed something right away. I noticed that there was a plant right near my house, and because it was raining, it was collecting rain. So naturally, just point the lens at the leaf full of raindrops, and there you go, one shot done. This is not the type of shot that I normally do, although I shoot macros from time to time, or I shoot close-ups from time to time, but I was intrigued by it, and it caught my eye. And again, the restriction of the assignment really wakes up your senses. And one of the first things I noticed was that sound really, 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 I live in a noisy neighborhood, and I tuned out all the sound because I was so attuned to finding things with my eyes within this limited amount of steps. The first thing I noticed was that I could barely hear anything, and my vision, I was hyper aware of what's around me. And basically, I started seeing stuff that's normally invisible because, you know, you go to your car, you go to a shop, or you go to work, or you just leave your door for a specific purpose, and you don't notice anything. Even though there may be these great photographic opportunities around you, you don't notice them. They're, you know, scenes may be practically invisible when you're not specifically looking for them. But with this project in mind, I totally, totally noticed a lot of things that I would otherwise not notice. So I just started walking, you know, up and down my street, 20 steps to the left, 20 steps to the right, and I had a blast. And one of the things that, you know, I've talked about this before, you know, choosing different angles, not just shooting from a straight-on shot. This is one of the things that you're really going to want to be aware of when you do this assignment, of course. So I was looking up, I was looking down, I was looking all over the place, my eyes were everywhere. And sure enough, even in the rain, and of course people know in the rain, there's like reduced contrast, which makes the colors pop and become really, really, really vibrant. So it was actually a bit of serendipity that it started raining when I went out there, because I likely would have got shots that I otherwise would never have had. I'm not a huge fan of photographing in the rain, but you got to do what you got to do. Once you're ready to shoot with something in mind, then all of a sudden the opportunities seem to present themselves. And I must say, I was only out there for maybe 25 or 30 minutes, and I got quite a good variety of shots. And I'm going to post them in the show notes, so if you're listening to this, make your way to podcast number 83, and you'll be able to see the photographs that I took really quickly within 20 steps of my home. And the beauty of something like this is that you really have no restrictions. You're just trying to get interesting shots. So I passed by another flower and I took it from straight overhead, and I focused on the teeniest area of the flower using a really, really, really shallow depth of field, you know, like f2.8 or f3.5. And I managed to also get like quite an abstract shot of some flower where most of the flower is out of focus except for the very point. Very, very, very interesting stuff. As I continue my walk, I notice it's raining. I notice there's puddles all over the ground. I noticed my reflections in the puddles. I start taking a few of those. Some worked, some didn't. But I found a puddle full of leaves and water just trickling and making, you know, a ripple pattern in the water. Caught one of those. That also came out abstract. And quite interesting, like really, really, really interesting. And I just keep continuing, you know, basically I just continue to walk and find opportunities. I probably took about 30 shots, often repeating the same subject matter. And of those 30 shots in about 30 minutes, I got 5 or 6, which I thought are decent. They're not going to be award-winning shots, or maybe some will be award-winning shots. I'll leave it up to you to decide. But it was really just a quick exercise in finding interesting subject matter. And as I amble down the street, I notice a cat in a window. Love cats. I'm a huge cat lover. And sure enough, this cat was transfixed on me because I'm moving. So I managed to get close to the cat. And I really got a really nice shot of this cat in a window. It's a decent cat portrait. And I would have never gotten it had I not forced myself to do this exercise. As I continue again because it's raining and, you know, spring is basically in the air here and flowers are blooming like crazy, I spot this group of flowers that has overgrown in a certain way so that it's lying on the balcony. And with all this subdued light and really great saturated colors, I got yet another shot of just flowers just sitting on the balcony. Really, really, really simple shot, but a lot of fun. And then rather than just like explain, you know, the shots that I took, just why not try this exercise for yourself? You know, you can go to the show notes and see the shots that I did, and maybe you could try this exercise yourself. And if you take some interesting images, you know, within 20 steps of your door, let's restrict it. Let's keep it 20 steps. You know, put a comment in the show notes, throw a link up there, post it somewhere and throw a link up there so that we can all see, you know, the interesting catches that are just outside our doors. So I'm not sure how intriguing this concept is going to be to people, but I did find it quite useful, and I do intend to do it again. And I guess this is an unusual podcast because I think that's all I got to say. It's just basically put your thinking cap on, get out within 20 steps of your door and really explore what's out there. In terms of our forum and photography assignments, even though the 20 steps wasn't chosen as a suggestion, I'm doing it now. This month's topic is motion. So either freezing motion or causing motion to blur. We have some wonderful entries thus far. Really, really, really good. I love the creativity that people have. So I do recommend that you join if you're still lurking. And if you've posted once, you can post twice. There are no restrictions. We just like to see good shots. So everyone's invited to submit something. And I do have a small favor now to ask people. Slowly but surely, we've been doing a site redesign on photography.ca, and it's going to change again in a few months, but quite a few hours were dedicated to making the site work a little bit better. And if you guys wanted to test some links and just look around and give me your suggestions on the new site redesign, it doesn't look much different at all, only slightly different, but yet the back end is a little different and some of the links have moved around. So if you guys wanted to check out the various sections, just go to the main page on photography.ca, just click some links, poke around, tell me if things are working well, you know, do you like it? Is there something that we could do better? I'm just basically interested in your feedback on it. We did throw up a link for testimonials as well. If anyone finds that they are getting good use from the forum, podcast, or the site, and you wanted to leave a testimonial, it's greatly, greatly appreciated. If you wanted to leave a comment or constructive criticism, you can surely do that from that same link. And I think that's going to do it for me for today. A little shorter podcast than normal, but an idea to get you out there and put your thinking caps on. So get out there, walk only 20 steps, and keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone. Thanks for listening.